You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 o'clock in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday. Presented by our friends at the East Central Hotel downtown. I'll be there tonight, DeMarco.
Yes, sir.
No Cappy tonight, though.
No Cappy? Dang.
Solo Dolo?
I need to check this place out.
Does it hurt that he's not there? Are you sad?
Whoa.
That he's not there? Does it hurt that he's not there?
You asked him that? You really asked that to
What do you got to eat today, Andy?
Wow.
You always got exotic stuff.
What's Apples? The name of the hotel again?
The East Central Hotel, right across the street.
And that's the one with the themed rooms, like the Gretzky room?
Yeah, I was in the Gretzky room last night. Well, I guess I'm in the Gretzky
room
tonight.
There's a LeBron room.
There's all kinds of rooms.
All kinds of rooms.
There should be a DeMarco room.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Some Sade playing it?
Man, look. If you heard Sade in the dorm room, don't knock. That's all I'm saying.
What, are you by yourself?
I'm just... Either way, don't knock.
Do not disturb sign.
Absolutely, right.
Producer D showed up right at 3 o'clock today. That's
look at like. Him, good.
Yeah. Like how's he doing?
That. Wearing his Eagles hat.
How's he doing?
Really well.
Good. Awesome.
You got to give him credit. He's wearing the Eagles hat the day after the Eagles lose.
What choice do you have?
Well,
he probably needs a haircut. Yeah, he should hide that. That was horrible. What happened there?
You let Drew Locke beat you.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow. Greg.
Well, the Eagles, I mean, the last three games, as a former Eagles fan way back when T.O. was on the team, I still have pride in my heart for Fly Eagles
Fly. Doubt. I think two of their drives... Their touchdown drives, the Eagles,
yep.
They lasted like 9 minutes, like 15 plays,
nine-minute
drives.
He's coming at you.
No one could stand up to that if they play
he's
their
eating.
Best
he
game.
He said, pause. Yeah.
What are you eating?
You can still come in. Go ahead.
Yeah. You giving up on
Go
your
ahead.
Squad?
Sit down. Hold on.
No? What happened?
No, he's not giving up. Look at he's
yeah,
wearing
tell the truth. What happened?
Hat.
Hold on. Go away. Yourself
Drew Locke beat you. That's got to hurt.
Oh, it was an embarrassing loss. It was really embarrassing. But you know what? I'm still have all the faith in the Eagles. They're going to make adjustments.
What's going on with your football team, though?
Honestly, the bad play calling. Simple as that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're down, when you're up, I mean, why are you throwing a deep ball to Quez Watkins who hasn't played all year? You know
so
I mean?
You're blaming the play calling, not your quarterback? Because people are blaming Jalen Hurts.
Last game, I'm blaming Jalen Hurts. I mean, you got to be a better decision maker when it comes down to crunch time. I mean, with 2 minutes left, I don't understand why you're throwing a deep ball to A.J. Brown. When you had a DeAndre Swift right there to throw
AK,
a pitch
you know what
pass
this sounds like? It sounds like Greg with Carr right before he jumped off the bandwagon.
No,
right there, see?
It took me like 6
no,
years.
No, because Jalen Hurts still has an intact back.
Oh, is that what it is?
Jalen Hurts didn't actually break,
didn't
his,
break
back.
His back.
If he broke his back, you'd be with me and call it an excuse, all right? That's all I know.
Wow. No,
honestly, I haven't lost faith in the Eagles. I mean, they're in a rough stretch right now. I mean, obviously losing 3 in a row to the 49ers. The best in the NFC right
now. No one wants to see them.
The Cowboys, the best team at home.
Did you hear what Hurts said after the game? He said that he didn't think the team is committed enough right now. When asked what he means, he said commitment. I don't have a dictionary on me right now.
See, that's what I'm. There's something going on that football team. When they were here, they were winning, and they were arguing on the sideline.
And it just right now, it just seems like the team is not. It's not a collective unit right now.
Yeah.
So everyone's in their own individual goals right now, and it's like last year, the Eagles team was different. It felt it was a team.
Sirianni,
right? Now,
right?
The Sirianni system right now with new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. It just seems like something's not clicking right now, and we try to make an adjustment, putting Matt Patricia in and putting Sean Desai back in. You know.
Who did I tell that to? I said they made a switch at coordinator.
That was odd.
They
was
stripped the coordinator
time.
of his duties and gave it to Patricia.
And in your week,
but that's
week
his
13,
world, right? He's a defensive coordinator.
When you
that's
do that, usually you're a losing football team and it's a mess.
They were 13 and what was that, it? No, they were 10-3.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's something going on.
May I ask, as a guy like you,
will
you make you mean that somebody who played football professionally? Won a Super Bowl ring?
Of course.
Thank you.
It's my fault. I mean, No.
Won it every single level.
I knew what you meant.
Producer D, you've been like working with us for a month.
Yeah.
No, you've been with on the social media type, but on the content side, like a month. You come into the studio, food in mouth. You're breathing heavy, which is okay.
I was.
And you disrespect DeMarco Farr, the Rams Super Bowl champion.
I was not disrespect.
High school champion.
I knew where you were going, but thank you for clarifying.
And no headphones.
you know, I was not trying to offend you.
See,
I always
that part.
To ask you a strong question.
Yeah.
Week 13, you make an adjustment like that in defense?
Heck no. I mean, unless it's bad. Is it Sean Desai?
No, it's Brian Johnson. No, Brian Johnson's the offensive play card, but Sean Desai is a defensive.
Defense, corner. That's the one that got stripped. I mean, only if it's going bad.
But, like, I mean, defense has been going bad. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the corners have not been producing.
That's,
no,
I'll just say
is out right now. He's our top yeah. cornerback
but
right
then
now.
There's injuries, right? There's been a lot of injuries.
Swinging this, though, all the way back around to what DeMarco was talking about with the Rams and their potential shot in the playoffs. The Eagles seem like a team that they're obviously going to get into the playoffs. They may end up winning their division, but they look vulnerable right now. They
Correct.
Look like they may shoot themselves in the foot, which could give the Rams a potential opportunity against them, even if they would rightly not be favored in that game.
100. Outside of San Francisco, which no team wants to see right now, because of Christian McCaffrey's the best team, best guy in the league right now. Anybody? Hands down? The guy's just good.
He's probably going to be MVP or Purdy, one of those two.
So outside of that Lamar. Team, every other team in the NFC's got their own issues. So like I'm saying, on any given Sunday, the Rams are in that matchup. No doubt. That's what I'm saying. Get past Thursday, we're talking.
Well, see, you might have to see the Cowboys, too. Like who, you're talking about the best home team in the NFC or the NFL in general. Yeah. If the Rams go to Dallas... That's a tough matchup.
Yeah, that was a mess.
That is a tough matchup. Again?
Yeah, that was a mess.
That was about
the worst 5 minutes of football I've ever seen. It was a pick six, a block punt, game over. Yeah.
Over and over again.
Horrible. Yeah, but I mean,
so
if,
you're going
if they,
back there?
But the odds of that happening again are really
that same
low.
5 minutes?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Matthew Stafford throwing a pick six? Well.
No, but I mean, all of it happened.
Not apologizing.
Yeah. All of it happening at once, yes, yeah. That probably won't happen
again. Like,
that
never happens.
No, not like that. That was just like, wow, this is just not your day. This is not your game today. Yeah, it steamrolled on.
So did that loss by the Eagles help the Rams or hurt the Rams?
You know, I thought it helped. I thought it hurt. I thought we needed Philadelphia to keep winning to help down the stretch, but I'm not sure on that. I'm not really big on the help. What helps? All I'm focused on is New Orleans, but I think Philadelphia losing actually makes the Rams' playoff chances a little bit stiffer to get in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because aren't the Seahawks and the Rams now tied? Right?
Correct.
They are, but the Rams beat them twice.
Yeah.
So they have
the tiebreaker there. And they have the tiebreaker, especially if they beat the Saints on Thursday, they'll have the tiebreaker
against
the Saints.
They just need to keep pace with the Seahawks.
That's
and then they're fine.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you needed Philly to put more room, you know, distance
been
between
better
you and Seattle.
If they had beaten
Correct.
Seattle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Better way
that,
to say it.
The way that I was looking at it is that if you beat the Saints, you're going to beat the Giants next week.
Easy now. Tommy DeVito, he's in trouble now.
Tommy DeVito. Because
he asked that pizza place for another 10 grand, and now everybody hates him.
Yeah,
well, you never know. He could rebound.
No, he's extra motivated now. He needs the 10 grand that he lost from
the
pizza place.
But either way, you'll probably win both those games, and it's going to come down to the game in Week 18 against the Niners.
And they should be resting
guys.
They should be.
As long as the Niners have the one or two spot, they should be resting guys. And that
you really
could
think
then
Shanahan's not going to want to continue?
See, that was my question.
Yeah, he's going to want to continue.
If you've got the first round bye all wrapped up, you'd be stupid to put your quarterback
so
out there.
Dumb to do that.
Especially after what happened last year with Purdy not being in the playoffs.
Who's their current backup?
Who is their backup?
Is it from USC?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, yeah.
I mean, you don't want to see Sam Darnold in the playoffs.
No.
That's all
who
I know.
Absolutely filleted the Rams the last time
he was
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want Brock Purdy in the building.
Right.
Absolutely.
Wrapped up. Wow.
All right, producer D, Cash Money.
My man.
What kind of cologne you wear?
I don't know. I got this as a gift last year.
So nice. There you go.
That's kind of a no-no.
You never
leave
the bottle?
Like, I don't know. You know, it just smells good. And I love it. Thank you,
I don't know. Cologne
say,
in a
delicious?
Radio building.
I'd say take the rest of the day off, but we need you. So don't do that.
Be prepared. Laura's about to jump on you about not having headphones.
Whoa.
About not having headphones.
The boot could be listening.
Stop it.
Jeez.
Anyway,
seriously. Now I'm going to say what happened outside.
No, you are not going to. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
No, you're not. You're not going to say anything.
I heard you guys come in, and there was all kinds of laughing and giggling.
Then she's talking about us dying in What's Up, Fool.
No, I did not say
that. Little faith I have in you, Laura. You will not tell that story.
I will not.
Why do you like so much stuff off the air?
Some stuff does not belong on the air.
I think this radio station has made it clear.
Open
it belongs
circle.
On air.
Okay.
Yeah, open kimono.
A what?
Yeah, open it up.
Open the kimono. Okay. No. Some stuff, yes. Most stuff, not that. Anyway.
Andy's
look at
rubbing
Andy.
His face. He's like, I just can't do this anymore.
Andy's like, what did I get myself into
Andy secretly loves my commentary.
Of course.
Right? Deep down?
Yeah, I really had not expected open kimono. But it, you know what? It works. Wow. It absolutely works.
I mean, in the time that you've worked here, this is the most open kimono this station has ever been.
Yes. Yes. I wouldn't.
This
wouldn't
is
say,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very
true. Were you here when DeMarco was doing that horrible midday show?
What was the
mean way
show?
Back when?
Way back when.
Oh my Who god. Was it? That was a different style of radio back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't very good.
That was old school radio.
Who was it? DeMarco yeah. and
It was the Gary Miller show. And I was on the Gary Miller show. And then they fired Gary Sounds. Like 5 months in.
And then it was became DeMarco?
The DeMarco Farr show. And then they added Kevin Kiley.
Yes.
Yeah. And I ran for the hills. I'm like, bye. Yeah, gotta go. Yeah,
bye.
I've know some stories about Kevin Kiley. Kevin Kiley, his last day was the day before I started working in radio.
Yeah,
as an intern, my very first day, it was the day after Kevin Kiley and Chuck Booms left Fox Sports Radio.
Oh wow!
See, and I had never started met Booms. About yeah. a month before that.
Really?
Happened.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Wow.
So this at is Fox Sports Radio.
What are the stories, Greg?
So I answered the phones. I was told it was the Jason.
I was like,
Smith.
I want stories.
No, it was the Jason Smith and Jim Daniels show, and I had to answer the phone and say the name of the show and say, Chuck Booms and Kylie are gone. They're not here anymore. We're moving on to this show. And I just had to say it over and over and over again because everyone, where are Booms? Where are Kylie and Booms? Where are really? Kylie and Booms?
Yeah, I heard so they were popular.
They were popular.
I just never met Booms, but I heard Booms was like nuts or something, right?
A little nuts. You know,
a little bit?
Yeah, some stuff.
Okay.
Everybody's got some stuff.
Everybody's got stuff. Yeah,
everybody's got stuff.
Kylie loved him, though. You know what I don't know? AK, do you have a football team that you root for?
Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
You wow. really root for the Cardinals?
It's
because,
sentimental.
I got
grew up
you.
In St. Louis
okay.
when they were there. I was a diehard fan, even though it was a miserable experience. They were as badly run then as they are. Honestly, they may be better run now than then, and they're a mess.
They're
now.
A mess now.
Right, and they still wow. are probably better run now than then. And for a long time, I was an NFL orphan, like kind of hopped from a couple different teams. But then I started getting sentimental about the Cardinals maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I kind of readopted them.
Yeah, whenever we have the football talk, I mean, you never pop in with a football team, so I'm not sure where your heart
is. I was, from age like 5 to 15, something like that, a diehard St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
Was Jim Hanifin your coach?
Jim, yeah.
Jim Haney, oh my gosh, wow.
Oh, yeah, the Neil Lomax years, the J.T. Smith, Vi Sikahima.
Neil Lomax.
Wow, that's how I got the Rams broadcasting job.
Nico Noga.
Yeah, Haney was in the booth. Jim yep. Hanifin was in the booth, and he couldn't stop cussing. And this was after Janet Jackson had exposed the boob.
It was after that.
After, so they were coming down hard on radio, and Jim would drop an F-bomb per game, and they were like, you can't do that, and then...
Just got him out of there, put you in.
Well, hey, D. Farr, I'm like... Do you want to come back? I'm like, I'm sitting with Kevin Kiley. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll pay my own way. Absolutely.
And all that time in St. Louis, Jason Barrett never showed you how to use a mic.
I'm right over the mic again. What is wrong with my mic? See,
why are you looking at me like that? No, Jason was running the station.
Because, but right now?
This I'm right here. Yes.
Well, now, I had to teach you last week.
Oh, my God. See, he won't stop.
So, well, you were back here.
You've done that in the past.
You
I've seen
do
that
do
in
that.
The past.
And you
but
were
now,
scared
today,
to get up close.
You're on top of this thing.
You look like Pepe. When Pepe's in here, the mic's down here. He's like, oh, my friend, I don't know what.
It's Laura piping in, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Get my back once in a while. Anyway.
I got your back, boo.
Thank you. I know you do. I know. My man. My man. Right. Let's go.
Coming up next, I do want to get into that Zizix Road thing that you went through on the Locked On Lakers podcast. And also, is the 2023 Rams draft class the best ever that Les Snead have? Let's get into
That's
that.
That's a tease.
Yeah, a tease.
It's good.
Coming up next, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Anita Baker, who's performing Friday night at Crypto.com for a holiday cheer. I was supposed to go to that show. By the way, Live Imaging Tuesday, Mason and Ireland, Corporate Greg's here, Andy Kamenetsky, and DeMarco Farr. I was supposed to go Friday night to see Anita.
Yeah.
But we're having the COT Christmas party at the Sunset Room.
Oh, that's right.
Which Cappy was supposed to come and broadcast live from, but he's a gutless bum.
Wow.
And has flaked on the COT. And by the way, Crypto Ray, our great listener, the general of the COT, made a comment yesterday on Twitter that says, don't worry, we still have Jorge and Laura. Jorge now, I think, is out because he's got to work.
Are you going, Laura?
I believe so. I'm going to try.
Uh-oh.
What about DeMarco? He was supposed to go, right?
Well, if we were broadcasting live.
But yeah.
It sounds like
here.
Laura's dumping out.
No.
And now because we're not doing a live show, I got to be here from 4 to 7 on Friday.
Oh, so you are not going now.
No, I'm going to go. If we're still doing it, I'm going to leave after the show and get there at like 8 o'clock.
Well, here's the thing. The reason I played that is because she is playing at Crypto, right?
Right.
And I was like, hey, King, right? But I was like, oh, we have the COT.
Well, I got four tickets.
And then everyone was like, oh, are we even doing that? Like, what's happening?
So this
like,
afternoon, we're going to have to find out. Because if not, the Boo, Laura and I, and somebody else. Maybe you bring another. Well, actually, some action.
I hate Kinged. I hate Kinged because I wanted to bring the Boo's parents.
Oh, so you want to go complete Hey King.
Oh, yeah. I went complete Hey King. I busted a Cappy. I'm totally riding on myself.
Well, do we have any tickets left or no?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I got four. So
know.
If you really want to do that.
Well, I want to go to the COT thing. So,
well, so do I, but if it's not going to be happening.
Well, yeah, because I asked Big O and he was like, I was like, what time is it? He's like, I don't know.
Who's Big O?
Omar.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you got to ask the general. I'm sending a bat signal to Crypto Ray.
Please,
I like it.
The general.
Let us know.
I want to know.
Is Greg going?
No, he's going to be here now.
I'm going to be here.
Oh.
Because Cappy screwed this all up. Because he's a gutless bum. Give me the box so I can throw.
There you go. All right, there you go.
I'm so confused now.
Just not at me. That might be the word of the year on this station, by the way.
Gutless?
Gutless.
That is
the word of the year.
No, there's going to be a new word next year, I'm sure.
He tried a different one that was really rough.
Scumbag.
Scumbag.
That's harsh.
That's rough.
Andy,
that's too much.
You're a writer. You're a columnist. What do you think is a good word that's
I love
between
Andy's
scumbag
face.
And gutless?
Well, I mean,
people have suggested miscreant, but I don't think that hits.
Miscreant doesn't hit. It's too highfalutin.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people that don't understand what it means. Wow.
Scoundrel is one
what,
Cappy.
Miscreant or highfalutin?
Yeah,
I know, right?
I like scoundrel.
I like scoundrel.
Scoundrel's good. Yeah.
Kind of old-timey at the same time.
Old-timey.
Scoundrel's pretty good. I would love to see that word have a renaissance anyway.
Did you ever see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh, yeah.
Ruprecht.
Oklahoma.
But I like something that stings a little. Like Gutless in the beginning stung. Scumbag stings.
Scumbag does sting.
It does.
Yeah.
Scoundrel, I don't know if it stings.
Not as much as scumbag.
No. Scumbag feels more personal. If anything, it feels like it might be over the line.
Well, nice guy Dave got in my way.
What about a guy who calls a broken back an excuse? What do you call that guy?
That's me. A scumbag. Is it a scoundrel
I'm just
or
asking,
a scumbag?
What do you call that guy?
No, he doesn't even call it an excuse.
No.
He refuses to acknowledge a broken back as an excuse for being a subpar quarterback.
It's
You're misrepresenting me, Andy.
No, I think we all heard you.
No, you asked when I was off. I said it was at the end of his career with the Raiders, not at the beginning when he broke his back.
That looking is up
not
synonyms
the way
for...
you phrased it.
Wow. That was not. Wow. No, I tried to fix it there.
How about dirt ball?
Dirt bag?
Dirt bag is better.
That might work.
Slime bag.
Nah.
Slime ball. Slime ball.
That sounds too 6 years old.
No.
Slime ball? Slime
that
bag?
Sounds too 80s.
Okay.
I think you keep the bag, though, in all
keep
that.
Keep the bag.
Dirt so bag scum, is good.
How much difference is scumbag and dirt bag?
Dirt bag is a nice little easier, right?
I think dirt bag you can say in church.
Well, what do you mean?
Scum is the really bad dirt.
Dirt bag's not good?
Yeah.
No, the other one. I like dirt bag. I like dirt bag. That works.
Let me see how it feels.
Yeah, please try it out.
Let me tell you why we're not doing the COT Friday night. I mean, I want to. Because that dirtbag, Scott Kaplan, decided he can't be bothered. Or Rachel won't allow him to do a Christmas party. Did it feel good there, Dirtbag?
That's PG-13.
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah,
I
that's
PG-13. Brian, yeah. did you feel the Dirtbag?
I don't really feel it. Didn't
maybe
roll
you should sell
tongue.
It. Try sell
you
it again.
Got a focus group.
I did it pretty
stuff.
Good. I mean,
yeah, you did. But maybe it's the Dirtbag. Yeah, emphasize.
We'll ask Cappy when he comes on for Super Cross Talk.
Nice. Is he gonna show up?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a shock.
Dang.
I'm just asking.
Why wouldn't he show up?
Well, you know,
he shows up to everyone.
He has
Laura
with the schedule to
call it Dirtbag.
We don't need to get into scheduling issues. That is a real thing.
He's got issues again?
No, Laura was saying that, you know, sometimes he has scheduling issues. It's true, but we don't
see?
Need to do that
see?
Again.
See, don't come at me when I'm speaking back.
Laura. Wow.
Well, anyways. All right, DeMarco.
Yes.
I love that laugh, by the way. Just the
was
laugh,
that him?
The
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's like actually from the prickly pear incident.
Okay, what is that? He said it before, the prickly pear. What is that?
You gotta guess. Yeah, go ahead.
What is that?
Las Vegas reference?
You said that at Yamava. What is that?
It's when we were out at Yamava, Mace, Cappy, Greg, Lindsay, myself, and we had a guest. And he might have said, he might have called Cappy something.
Oh, got it. Now I know.
Oh, so after that happened, you laughed like that?
No, I laughed before.
Oh.
This is so when he says, "Do you guys really want to know?" Mace looks at me and I laugh. And we thought he was doing a bit, and it was going to be funny. Instead, he dropped the prickly pear. Do I need to explain more?
No.
I'm going to leave it there.
Off air.
Leave it there. But anyway.
Off air.
Yes.
That all moment, right. No matter what you thought of it, not gutless.
No. Kind of dirtbag.
He went all the way with that one.
All right, DeMarco. I saw that you were on the coach's show with Les Snead.
Yes.
Yesterday, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday. And one of the things, I didn't get to see the clip because it wasn't working for whatever reason, but you guys were talking about you, JB, and Les, about if this is the best draft class that Les Snead has ever had with the Rams, the 2023 class.
It might be. It's starting to shape up. I mean, you're getting starters in the fifth round. Steven Avila, he's the guard. He's the starting left guard for the Rams. He's a rookie. He was handed the job almost day one. I mean, that's almost unheard of in the National Football League, unless that guy is like a first day selection. So having that guy solidify that spot and play well, like he is really an asset to the football team, not something you have to cover up, that's been special. We know the story of Puka Nacua.
He's tremendous. Amazing.
Can we say he's a star in Los Angeles? I'll leave it to you guys. Can you say he's a star in Los Angeles now?
I think he's getting there.
He's getting there?
I think he's getting there. I don't know how much notoriety he has beyond Rams fans.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he – I don't know how visible a profile he has among people who aren't following the Rams, but he's on the path to becoming that guy.
I have an 8-year-old, and her friends, boys and girls, when they talk about the Rams, they all want a Puka Nacua jersey. Which to me is like, that's how you start to grow a fan
base.
That's
the beginning. Where you'll know it would be people who don't follow the Rams at all. They're aware of Nacua.
So okay, getting there. Okay.
Okay, so I think that because of fantasy football is so big, and he was such a big pickup after week one, because, you know, Cooper Kupp had his moments where he hasn't been that good. He was great last week, but he hasn't been that good. So now everybody knows in the fantasy football world of Puka Nacua. He is a starter on everybody's team.
He's on everyone's radar.
Everyone's radar. I think he's become a bigger name now, and because we're not sure what's going on with Cooper Kupp and whether or not he's going to be the same guy he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He did seem like it was wide open on that. There was no commander guy anywhere near him on that, like, 65.
You got to give Stafford all the credit on that for reading that and getting them into that play. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But so I think now people are realizing how big of a name Puka Nacua is.
Yeah.
And just because the name,
he's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think because he broke every record the first 4 or 5 weeks where he caught
he's
30 passes.
He is.
Yeah.
He's over 1,100.
He is over 1,100. Wow. Excuse me. I'm thinking Kyron's going to be a 1,000-yard running back.
To get a guy like that in this draft.
Thank you, AK. Yeah.
To get a guy like that in this draft,
and
kind of out of nowhere, that Byron Young has been playing.
Byron Young is an edge guy that's coming along. He's learning the position, and he's learning to be a better pass rusher. But he was another guy that was handed the job day one, and he hasn't missed a rep in practice, and he hasn't missed a rep in games. He plays as much as Aaron Donald does. That is amazing for a rookie, rookie edge guy. You just don't see that. So watching these guys develop. Ethan Evans, the punter, another guy. I mean, that is a big hole in your special teams that you don't have to worry about, and he's only going to get better. His kickoffs, have you watched this guy kick off?
He's got a huge leg.
You should get points for putting that ball through the uprights on a kickoff. So strong. Have you seen the video of him squatting 585?
585?
Whoa. Yes. He might be the strongest player on the Rams, and he's the punter.
They should have him do the brotherly
that,
shove.
You know what? That doesn't seem impressive. Producer DeAndre sent us a video today of him doing like four plates.
585 is more than four plates.
No, I know. But yeah. Again, DeAndre's not an NFL star, so I'm not that impressed by that.
His father, this is funny, his father, Ethan Evans, his father
Why
was
a... Why
is
DeAndre sending you those kind of videos?
Well,
I know, that's
there were
weird,
a few,
right?
There was a just, few others. It wasn't just to me. It wasn't just to me.
Can I see the video?
Yeah, here.
Whoa.
Yeah, let me see the video. Let me judge this.
I saved it so I could get to it later on.
But Ethan Evans, his father was a world champion bench presser. So this kid has been like out of the womb... strong. Oh my God. That's I don't like we the angle, but yeah.
It's a weird angle.
That's a weird angle. Yeah, that's kind of a strange
that's
angle.
That's a very strange angle. to be sending to a group chat. We had enough with the group chat.
Is DeAndre sliding into your DMs and sending you all?
But everybody on the group chat.
What are you advertising?
This is a text.
what are you advertising, bro?
Where'd you go, DeAndre?
The people on this text are Sedano, Kaplan, Lindsay, and myself.
Okay, now what did Cappy say to that video?
Oh my God.
Nice. Exclamation point.
Of course.
Okay. That's the wrong response to that angle.
What is your response to that video?
That's the wrong angle, bro.
I'm surprised he didn't put the little side-eyed emoji eyes to that too, man.
What are we doing here?
I mean, that's a lot of squatting.
My response is don't ever text me again.
That's a lot of weight, though. Yeah.
Andy's face just keeps getting like lower and lower.
It's crazy.
No, but yes, who else? Help me out with the rookies here. So, punter.
Okay, by the way, Puka receiver. Was at the Lakers game last night.
Yeah.
And nobody put it out on social media. He's not there yet. He's got a long way to go.
He's kind of aw shucks. But
he looks
LeBron.
Good. To a lot of games, doesn't he?
I do know.
We don't know.
I do know LeBron requested him for his barbershop. Wow. So, yeah, when you get that request, that means...
Oh, because everybody in L.A. loves LeBron.
And everybody is starting to love Puka. That's
no, that was sarcasm.
Oh, Laura sorry. Despises LeBron.
That is not true. See, this narrative keeps coming
it's
back.
It's a good narrative. I enjoy
also,
this narrative.
Also, Puka took a picture of Pepe. Looks yes. great. And also, he has a lot of personality. When I was working with Sedano and Cap, he joined the show. And
from camp.
Kid has a lot of personality. And it doesn't seem that like the L.A. hype has gone to his head. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, pretty special. Why do you hate LeBron?
I don't hate LeBron. What
Yeah, what happened there? Yeah.
All right, so coming up next, yeah. I gotta talk about Shohei Ohtani for just a moment, and it's really just because Andy thinks the Dodgers are going to be ecstatic when the Ohtani contract
one
is over.
One thing in particular.
But
and
you
really
did.
One
this
part
is what he
of
told
the
me.
Entire, it's really just one well, section can of the team.
You can explain next, yeah. But you think the Dodgers are going to be ecstatic when the contract's over. All that next, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
26 minutes in front of 4 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. DeMarco Farr, Andy Kamenetsky, Corporate Greg in here making magic. Just like Anita Baker's going to make magic Friday night at Crypto.com. Mm. Oh, DeMarco.
Gorgeous.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah. Has anybody ever seen Anita live?
No, that's why.
No,
that's why
no.
I was
yeah, no.
Going to go Friday. But.
Yeah. Geek.
COT Christmas party.
Geeked. I'm a little scared if we end up going. Chris has a, you know, if my Hey King goes through, because he's trying to get close to my man. So I'm like, with this kind of vocals.
As Cappy says, he smells delicious.
I mean, I know he does.
But I'll bring a breezy.
Okay, good. Then I'm good.
Actually, I don't have a roster really that much anymore.
You have a roster.
Not really, not anymore. Not anymore.
Who smells delicious?
My man.
I'll just go solo. You guys, we'll all hang out.
Oh, yeah, we can all. Like dude, it. You would love his parents. His parents
Now the parents are coming too.
Do they smell delicious?
No, well, I hate. That's why I said I did obey Hey King, because I asked for four tickets. I busted a cap.
Separate from my tickets that I already have. We just got tickets.
Greg got super confused.
There's a lot of things going on. So there's multiple tickets.
I would prefer to be at the Sunset Room on Friday night.
Same.
With the COT. Same. But Cappy threw a wrench in it as somebody tweeted, and we got to figure out this mess. The general Crypto Ray will figure it out. Because he's not spineless like Cappy. Spineless.
Ooh,
how did that feel?
Spineless? Nice. Do you feel good?
I like that.
Somebody suggested that on Twitter.
That one. Oh, my.
Yeah,
a couple
people. Spineless hurts.
Spineless?
Yeah, that hurts.
Spineless jellyfish.
You're keeping it in the same part of the body as well. You're just going to the other side.
That hurts.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, Andy, that's why you're smart. You went to USC.
Thank you.
Spineless.
Just be
spineless
careful.
Spineless in 24.
I like that one.
Yeah. Just be careful with Greg.
You go a lot of ways.
That would sting.
Why you didn't spine?
The back of my spine.
You say
no,
you
the back.
The back.
Oh, the back with
Cappy's
your car.
Campaign. Spineless.
I don't know.
24.
We can talk about it later.
This is a
he
good
broke
bit.
His back.
Okay.
This is a good bit. That you said Greg didn't have a spine. I like that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where that came from.
I'm gonna milk that.
I connected the dots, you know.
Oh, I do. I know what you did, but I'm gonna milk that in 2024.
Okay, la.
Derek Carr doesn't have a spine.
He does not have a spine anymore. He broke it, and that's why he's not playing well.
My man.
Either way, wow. Do you ever have issues with Amazon? I've been having a lot of issues with Amazon recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a package in the mail the other day, and it was addressed to me, and it was a UCLA doormat. It said UCLA Bruins, and I was like, "Cool, this is really nice." It does not
in honor
have
of the team.
Yeah. Oh,
no. No, it's just a bear.
Right.
It was really nice. I like it. I'm using it, but it didn't have a name. It didn't have an address. I have no idea who it's from. And now I just got another email that says. Package delivered from Amazon. No name, no email address, no nothing. And the picture they show me is just a black picture. I don't know what to do with it. Have you ever had this before with Amazon?
No. I'm not a big Amazon
just
user.
Just things are just coming to my house, which is cool.
Really?
But I've never seen anything like this.
You got a secret admirer.
Paying for them?
No.
Okay, then someone's gifting them to you.
Yeah, but where is it coming from, though? I need to know where it's actually coming from.
It's a secret admirer to DeMarco's point.
Somebody likes you.
Hey, fine by me.
There you go.
Is that a problem?
Come on,
I want
say
free
something.
Stuff.
Sure as heck ain't Derek Carr.
No, it's definitely not Derek Carr. Definitely, and it's definitely not Shohei Ohtani to Andy Kamenetsky, who thinks that the Dodgers are going to be ecstatic. Ecstatic was the word he used when the contract is over.
Okay, my rationale for this, first of all, I forgot that when the contract ends, that's when they actually start paying the guy.
So, right. So it's $680 million
gets paid.
So to some
degree, my theory's already shot to hell.
Okay.
But the media relations staff... for the Dodgers, they're now staring down 10 years worth of absolute secrecy that they have to try to maintain for Shohei Ohtani in this particular market where the media, like they're going to have to create a spill-off room for all the media that's now going to be there because of Ohtani. That is going to be exhausting.
Wow.
Like, that's going to be an exhausting gig for the media relations department.
Getting a credential is going to be almost impossible.
Well, like, okay.
Getting a credential for the Dodgers?
Game. Oh, yeah.
Because of Ohtani.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Look, we get no more than two right now, and that's rare.
I used to, when I covered the Dodgers for the LA Times, there was a period where Takashi Saito was their closer.
He was great.
Great Japanese pitcher. He was fantastic. And he had like two or three reporters just assigned to him. And they would just go to him after every game, even if he didn't pitch, and they would get thoughts from Saito because... in Japan, he was a really big deal, so there were a lot of Japanese baseball fans who wanted to get perspective on Saito. Same with Hiroki Kuroda, who was there a few years later, starting pitcher. He had reporters assigned just to him. And then Saito, they were big deals in Japan, but they were nowhere close to the worldwide phenomenon as Saito. And this was like 25 years ago.
Ohtani.
15 years ago, pre-social media, pre-all that stuff. That media relations department is going to be dealing with constant requests.
So he's going to be asked a lot of questions, and he's not going to answer a single one of them.
Well, they're going to be trying to...
Is that what I'm getting?
Well, in a lot of ways, they're going to be trying to keep him unavailable for the questions to begin with.
How is that possible? You can't do that.
That's my point.
You can't do that.
If there's something in his contract, because the translator is going to have to, is going to be really busy. I think they have to be in LA and not answering...
He's going
to
be sick.
Right. Well, I mean, you remember with the Angels, when he just didn't want to be in the photo, so we had a white guy take a picture for the team photo, and it had a number 17
on
it.
Back
did
up.
You see this?
No. Ohtani didn't want to be in the team photo?
For whatever reason, I don't know the exact reason he didn't want to be in it, but he was not in the team
photo.
So
he had a white stand-in.
A white guy standing in the back with a 17 jersey was just standing there.
That's
in the
cool,
photo.
Though. That's kind of dope. Yeah, that is kind of cool though. Yeah,
it was like we're not gonna notice this dude in the 17 jersey.
Yeah, that is. Like that. Send in my stunt man.
I think they said he wasn't feeling well.
Pick an unconvincing.
I mean, in quotations, you know, quotations.
Not feeling well is not a reason.
Yes. Wow. My stunt man has to be totally unconvincing. Yeah. I want everyone to know it's not me.
I want to take your driver's license picture.
Exactly. So I don't know what it's gonna be like in LA. I don't know how much he doesn't talk. Regularly.
That is going to be a monumental task for that media relations department.
Who's like,
going to
snap? Is. Which guy in LA media is going to snap on that? Because I'm sure there's people that look. You have to talk to me. You have to talk. This is my market.
I think they understand. Like, I really, mean, they'll talk to Freddie. They'll talk to Mookie. They'll talk to Will Smith. They'll talk to Dave because Dave talks to everybody. Like, they'll talk to everybody.
No.
What?
No,
what?
Subtle shot. He talks to everybody.
No, yeah. Dave Roberts does talk to everybody. He went on DP show and was still talking.
When
no, he'll just share whatever he thinks Otani is thinking right. at any given moment.
Exactly. He's the translator. So, it's not the translator.
He's not going to pitch this year.
He's not going to pitch this year.
Okay, so let's say 2 years from now when he does pitch.
2025.
And he has a fantastic game. And he let's say he goes 4-for-4 with 4 home runs.
Which is something he can do.
He's not going to speak after the game.
Well, he will. He
I mean,
will
he'll speak,
but it'll be limited.
Right.
And remember, some of the time that he has allotted, like, you know, there's only a certain amount of time you're expected to talk. Some of that time is literally taken up in the ask a question to the translator.
Translator.
Translator translates it. Otani gives an answer, translates back. Like that
so
process.
So it's difficult, but
right,
yeah.
Right. But that process, though, adds time to what you already have allotted to Otani. Like, you don't get as many questions, not even because Otani's being difficult necessarily, but the process takes a while.
It takes time, DeMarco. Like, love takes time.
Love takes time.
It's Mariah Carey once said.
Peace and love. Peace and love. But, I mean, LeBron, you can tell, sometimes doesn't want to talk, but he has to, right?
When he doesn't want to talk,
LeBron,
he just will walk out.
I think LeBron is actually pretty
He'll
accessible.
He'll say, be better.
Yeah, but he's pretty accessible.
Or when Brody was here, you can tell the guy did not want to talk.
Brody did not want to talk.
But he did. You have to give interviews.
Did he talk? He didn't really talk that much.
He'll give
well,
a lot
some.
Of, I think Otani will end up giving more info than some of those interviews
than
Westbrook
Brody
did.
Okay. I mean, doesn't Major League Baseball make you speak?
I'm not sure the rules on it.
Here's the thing. Like, pitchers only have to, like, starting pitchers only have to talk right after one of their own games. Like, that's the only time they're made available. Or, like, the day before, sometimes those pitchers are made available.
Yeah.
And then as far as his everyday duties, I don't know. I mean, sometimes players don't talk.
You're the highest
afterwards.
Paid player in history.
There's a lot more to
you should
it.
Have to speak.
I think Dodger fans will be okay if he doesn't talk. They obviously want to hear what he has to say. If he has
Dodger
like an 0 for 5.
Don't care.
They
this
don't care.
No.
We want a championship, and that's all that really matters.
This is an inside baseball first world problem. Like, I can
Absolutely.
Promise you. Dodger fans don't care if he never speaks as long as he produces.
No, but to your point, the media team will be very happy when it's over.
This will be a legitimate challenge for them.
Wait,
to try to maintain the level of
secrecy. Guys will be fired.
Dodger fans will be happy with a non-accessible superstar?
I think it'll be totally fine.
Me and Mason had this conversation last week when we thought he was going to Toronto, and I said maybe because he's not someone who likes the media and can't adjust to all those lights because, you know, playing in L.A. And Mason said, he's absolutely going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
He's going to have to adjust. But if he doesn't talk and he wins 4 championships.
No one cares.
Yeah, we don't
fine.
Care.
Okay.
Fine.
Give me the
care.
Rings, baby.
Speaking of championships, the in-season tournament champions will be playing tomorrow, but they'll also be playing Thursday. And on Thursday, we have Rams football.
Yes.
And I got a couple tweets about this because I mentioned earlier. Rams will be on 7:10 on Thursday night. Lakers will be on 8:70 a.m. Okay? 8:70 a.m. for Lakers basketball. Now, you can listen to both on the all-new ESPN LA app. And we hear a lot from people. Corporate Greg gets these messages. We see them on Twitter. That the app isn't working for me. Here's the key. If you live outside the LAOC area and you listen to us, we love that you listen. But you cannot listen to Lakers basketball outside of a 75-mile range from Los Angeles Metro. So you got to be in the city still that we serve to be able to listen to the Lakers on the ESPN LA app. You can still always listen on the Lakers app, I believe.
Yep.
Or on, of course, the NBA app through the subscription thing. So, Lakers on 8:70 a.m. on Thursday, Rams on 7:10, okay? And next, Jacob and Ronnie's here. Call jacob.com
in the building
for Game of Games. Corporate Greg, Andy, DeMarco, as the bits have been flying all afternoon. Haven't they?
They have.
Have you enjoyed being in the one chair?
I have. It's been a lot of fun.
And Andy, your thoughts on Corporate Greg's performance this
morning? I'm afraid.
He was absolutely not spineless.
Oh, thank you.
He was not spineless in that chair.
DeMarco,
spineless,
why are
in 2024.
You so obsessed with that room?
I've never seen the guy.
Jacob?
That's the first time I've ever seen him. I'm
and
like,
well, you're going to do a segment with
him. Oh, my goodness. I see you every day on billboards. There you are in real life. Wow. Hi. Nice to meet you.
It says Jacob Armani.
Armani. No, no, my man. Wow.
That's one of his.
All right. All the fun and magic coming up next on 710.
All right, no Mason, but it is Game of Games time. Brian Cohen's game today, and just for the standings, Jacob and Ronnie's here. What's going on, Jacob? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Always excited when it's Tuesday at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I love that. So Mason has 3, Brian has 2, Bergman has 2, Laura has 1, John has 1, Momo has 1, Cappy has 1, Beto has 1, and this game is the first game that's going to be worth 2.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And there are 5 players, Andy, Jacob, DeMarco, Laura, and myself. All right, Brian, what you got?
All right, so 'tis the season. How about a little Christmas light trivia?
Christmas light?
Right.
Christmas lights trivia.
Christmas
lights. Aye,
aye, aye. All right, here we go. First one's going to be true or false. True or false, President Abraham Lincoln started the tradition of the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. We'll start with Andy.
False.
Let's go, Jacob.
I'll say false.
Laura?
I'll say true.
DeMarco?
I'm going to go false.
I'm going to go false.
It is false.
Hey, so all right.
President Coolidge, 1923.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Should have went with the crowd.
Silent
so,
cow.
Andy, Jacob, DeMarco, Greg all got that. Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, number 2. Who invented electric Christmas lights? A, Benjamin Franklin, B, Alexander Graham Bell, or C, Thomas Edison?
Jacob.
I will go with, let's go with Alexander.
All right, DeMarco.
I think it is Alexander Graham Bell.
All right, I'm going to say, I'll go Bell. Laura?
Bell.
And Andy.
Edison.
It is Edison.
Nice!
Oh! Oh, did you get that one, Jacob?
Damn.
No, no. Okay. So everybody, Andy was the only one to get that one.
I'm zeroed
Andy
out here.
Did you know that or guess?
I was a total guess.
Swag, baby.
I was not raised in Christmas lights knowledge.
Apparently, I wasn't either.
Shoes and walls.
Exactly. I was going to say shoes and walls, guys. Shoes and walls.
Number 3 here. Before electric Christmas lights, how did people illuminate their Christmas trees? Lanterns, candles, or fires in the background?
DeMarco.
Candles.
I will say fires in the background. Laura?
I'm going to go with candles.
Andy?
Lanterns.
And Jacob?
I will go with candles as well.
It is candles.
Right, so Jacob,
that sounds
Laura,
unsafe.
Did anybody else get that?
Any of those answers don't sound safe.
Yeah, but at least a lantern can be contained. Like a candle, you've got an open flame on a tree.
Yeah, I remember being told don't use candles. Yeah, I know.
What kind of candle?
In the background, illuminate? I don't know. Either way. Andy with 2, Jacob with 2, DeMarco with 2, Greg and Laura with 1.
All right, here we go. Next one. Americans buy about how many strands of lights each year?
Oh, so many.
500,000, 5 million, 150 million.
I'm going to say 150 million. Andy. No, Laura.
I'm going to go with 5 mil.
Andy.
150 million.
Jacob.
I will go with 150 as well.
DeMarco.
Strands or lights?
Strands. Strands.
I'll go 5 million.
150 mil.
Oh 150 million. All right. Andy, Jacob, and Greg got that one. Andy and Jacob are tied for the lead, by the way.
Wow.
Get it, Jacob.
It's like 5 or 6 just for our tree.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I have 4 on my tree, and I'm not even.
What?
Wow. Yeah,
mine's pretty lit, baby. I don't got time to wrap no lights.
And he said, I'm not even.
I would
celebrate
that
Christmas.
That wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I was going to say, finish the set.
No. Let's move on to the next question, Jacob.
Oh, you're spineless.
I was trying to go away from that one. My bad.
I know.
In America, during December, what percentage of electricity goes to power Christmas lights? About 5%, 25%, 40%.
Laura?
You know what? I've been banking 40%.
All right. Andy?
My God, I hope it's not 40%. I will go 5.
Jacob?
I'll go 25.
DeMarco?
I'm going 40.
I'm going 25.
Just 5%.
5%.
5%? Wow.
Andy and Laura?
No, I said 40.
Yeah. Okay, so just Andy.
Just Andy there.
Oh, Andy has the lead.
Look at the outsider taking control of this Christmas tree tribute.
Hey, I won the Jewish game, so I'm good.
That's right.
How many are left?
Four more and a tiebreaker.
Okay, so Andy has 4, Jacob has 3, DeMarco 2, Greg 2, Laura 1.
I need this one. All right.
All right.
Me too.
The Guinness World Record for the most lights on a residential property belonged to a family in New York. How many lights were strung up for that record? 400,000, 600,000, 750,000.
Andy?
600,000.
Jacob?
I will go with 750,000.
DeMarco?
I'm going 750, yeah.
I agree, 750. Laura?
Whatever they didn't answer, which I think it was A.
400,000. Yeah. Andy's on a roll, 600,000.
Oh, 600,000. Wow.
All right, I'm out. I think I'm out, right?
No, there's 3 left.
Y'all thought I was too busy playing in Hanukkah to learn this stuff.
Yeah, I'm out.
Y'all thought it.
We still got a chance. We're two behind you.
There's 3 left. You're 2 back, and Laura's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
And DeMarco, we have to get all of them right.
All of them right.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Which theme park holds the record for the most lights on an artificial tree? Universal Studios Japan, Walt Disney Florida, Disneyland Paris.
All right, Andy, you have to go first for the rest of the way.
I'll go Japan.
Japan, Jacob?
I will go Paris.
DeMarco?
I'm going to go Japan.
I'm going Paris.
It is Universal Studios Japan.
So DeMarco
we're in the hunt,
and
baby.
Andy, with 2 left, DeMarco, I'm out. DeMarco's out.
I'm out. You said I have to win out.
Oh no, so you're good.
Actually, yeah,
you're still alive, and Jacob's still alive.
All right, next one here. Residents in Aurora, Illinois, could face a $50 fine or more if they do not take their lights down by which date? January 11th, February 25th, or March 16th?
Andy.
It's Illinois.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know.
January.
Jacob.
I'll go February.
DeMarco.
I'm going to say January. I'm with you.
Well, now you can't win at all.
But you can't win it. That's why you got to say something different.
You
oh,
say
I have
something.
To say something. Oh, January, February. What was the other date?
March.
March.
Oh, crud.
For what March. It's worth, I don't think I'm right.
All right.
It is February 25th.
So Jacob gets in.
I'm still
DeMarco,
there.
You're out.
I'm out.
There's all 3 right. of us. It's Andy DeMarco and Jacob. How many are left? One left?
One more in a time.
Oh, it's actually over Andy. One, but let's just do it anyway.
All right, I'll do the last one for you.
Sorry, Jacob.
How many colors?
I'm 1 behind him.
Oh, you're 1 behind him?
Of course.
Oh, he's 1 behind.
Yeah, I'm 1 behind.
All right, got to get this one here.
Yeah.
I'm not good at keeping track.
How many colored lights are on the 60-foot tree in Disneyland here in Anaheim? 3,500, or 3,500, 9,500, or 15,000?
Andy.
15,000.
Jacob?
I'll go for 9,500.
35.
Oh, you turned off your mic.
3,500.
Who said 35?
Nobody.
You both missed.
We both missed it.
So that's the last one. Let's do that. Andy is the winner. Andy for 2 points. You were right there.
Wow.
You're always right there.
Every single time.
I actually knew this one, and I was trying to like, but I didn't want, you know. I knew. I'm a Disneyland
I'm just curious. Did we come up with that? You know, I made a request that since I only come once a week, that if I do ever win,
that it's worth 4.
That it's worth like 7.
Yeah, worth seven right. points.
We can try and do that maybe eventually.
All right.
But all right, before we let you go, Jacob, thank you for coming in.
Yes, sir.
How have you been feeling about the Lakers and what they, after since they won the in-season tournament? We were talking about it a little bit earlier. How they've been playing? They're 1-3 since the in-season tournament. Why do you think that's happening?
Listen, I think it's December. I think they went very hard playing in the in-season tournament. I mean, you can just see they were taking it very seriously. Obviously, you don't ever like to see them lose, but the fact that you see AD come out and play so well, that's the sign that I'm happy about. This is December. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. We still have, you know, some injuries. Gabe Vincent still hasn't played for us. I think he's going to be a big contributor. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's important to make sure we will not win a championship unless AD is on top of his game. So I watch every game hoping they win. And last night, those guys were hitting shots that were just, I mean, when you have Julius Randle with 3.4 seconds left on the shot clock, okay, under 2 minutes, hitting a shot from the corner for a 3. You know it's not your night, right?
But he was fantastic last night, by the
way. He was fantastic. And every time he comes to L.A., he shows us how good, you know, he was or how he could have been.
Lakers renounced his rights.
Exactly.
He hasn't forgotten.
So he doesn't forget.
It led to things.
It led to things. It led to stuff.
He doesn't forget.
Of course not. You always play better against the team that, like, let you go, right?
There's always that. You know, that date that you mark on your calendar mm-hmm. when you get there to make sure that they know they should never have gone. But overall, listen, it's December. I feel good about the team. I feel like you have the parts needed. And remember, this is sports, and anyone that can tell us that is DeMarco. You have to get hot and be playing well at the right time. They don't hand out championships in December.
No.
No.
In-season trophies, though.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they and did. Banners.
There's and a banners.
And we'll take that.
Yeah.
Do you like the banner? Are you a banner guy?
You know, I like banners, yeah. But I like the fact. The only reason I was okay with them putting up that banner is because it was the first one. And it didn't look like the rest of the banners, the ones that really count. And the fact that they wanted to mark that they are the first to win it. That's why I was okay
with it. And Adam Silver made them.
Well, yes. But here's the thing, though.
The other part.
If you're going to do this thing, if you're going to do this tournament at all, you have to treat, if you're going to try to build it in NBA culture, NBA history, you have to treat it as something that matters. Otherwise, don't do it.
True.
So, like, this is the part of building it, hopefully, from the league's perspective, into something that becomes part of NBA culture. If that happens, then it doesn't seem strange at all that the Lakers, even the Lakers, have this banner. But this is the starting point. If you don't do it this way, don't do the tournament at all.
That's a good point.
They're not going to do any of it. So what, you got one thing left before we get
yes,
out of here?
Obviously, you know, I want to wish all of our listeners a happy holiday. And, you know, for us, I have kids. There's a lot of kids out there these days that may not get a gift. They families that can't afford it. So we've bought a bunch of toys at our office.
Great.
And, you know, we are allowing clients, or even if you're not a client, to come by our office. If you can't afford a toy, you know, bring your kids. We'll be more than happy to give them something. It's one of those things that every kid should be able to enjoy the holidays, whatever you celebrate, with a toy. And, you know, I just want to make sure that people know, you come by, you let us know you're there, we'll take care of you.
Oh, God bless
that's
you. Work.
That's
awesome.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
I liked
great
you.
Job.
See, I knew I liked him. He's awesome.
Love hearing that, Jacob. Yes. And thank you very much for coming in. You'll win next time. I think you're going
to
win it next
You know
time.
What? The fact that I'm here and I get a chance to meet DeMarco
he was excited.
Was a win for me. So I feel good.
I'm holding it in. I'm really geeked right now. I'm serious. This is really cool.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Pleasure right. meeting you.
Thanks a lot, Jake.
Thank
appreciate you,
guys. You. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Super Crosstalk.
Woo, 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 woo.
And I just want to say Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Look at you, Beto. Holding up the Game of Games championship. Hey, Cappy.
Hi, guys.
What's up, baby?
So, yeah, quick question here for everybody. So, Bergie, are Mason and Ireland already, like, on holiday break now?
No, they are off today. Mason had a call in sick yesterday for today, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
John's
Ireland,
flying.
Yeah, John's flying.
But then I'm just curious because, again, we, you know,
here we go.
Looked,
already the complaining.
We're not doing
hey, schedule talk
stuff.
Is not allowed.
No, but here's
Greg.
This
here's
is Mason and Ireland. No schedule talk.
Here's
we do
what
that
I'm
4-7, me and you.
Here's what I'm curious about.
I love schedule talk.
Here's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have Beto in today?
Because he was with you.
I was unavailable.
And me and DeMarco. I mean, me and DeMarco are like magic.
Well, cool. Together. You can still do you and DeMarco, and I'll get paid and leave. I have no problem.
I mean, even Andy Kamenetsky. Even Andy K in the house.
Good.
Oh, man.
They were all
Cappy,
here.
We can all leave, and you can have a Cappy hour.
Well, that would be the Cappy 3 hours.
Oh, no, it would be the same hour. It would be the same hour repeat.
Did you guys know that it was Funches' birthday today?
Yes. No.
Yes.
I did not know that.
I sent him a text that
Real
said, happy
friends.
Birthday, Funch.
Just because he didn't get the company email doesn't mean anything.
There was no company.
Real friends.
Yeah, they came out.
Happy birthday, Funch.
Not a birthday, Funches.
Not a work friend. Real friend.
Oh, my
Day
God.
One.
I feel like a jerk.
Yes, you can ask him.
Well, pay attention to people's lives a little bit.
Says happy birthday. Greg says happy birthday.
Laura failed.
Yeah.
Laura failed.
It's a big fail, Laura.
And also, who cares?
Just what? A birthday.
Look at that. His birthday?
Who cares?
Happy birthday,
like
Funches. I love Funches.
He's like 85 years old.
No, no, no. Shut up, 85 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
He's a dude never guy. Ages.
I work with him way too much. I'm annoyed already.
Oh.
Hey, DeMarco, did you hear the aftermath of what took place yesterday?
What's up, Andy Kemmer?
When you hung up the phone, because you were on the show yesterday. We were talking Rams.
Yeah.
And did you hear what happened there?
No. What was the aftermath?
Well, remember you said, did you get me in trouble?
Yes. I did not know I outed you. I gave him tickets to the Commanders game.
Right.
And I said that on air in front of Morales and Laura, and they kind of went berserk.
Why? I thought it was going to go What's a totally different direction. I thought he was going to come up here, go to the game, and then go down and not be in here on Monday.
Wait, so you're not allowed to give him tickets?
I didn't know. What happened, Cap?
Well, no. So what happened is you were like, hey, man, how'd those tickets work out? And I was really grateful that you gave me your tickets and your parking pass, because when we were together at Yamava on Thursday, you had offered them to me.
Yeah.
But you had also said, hey, I got a couple other people, so if you're not committed to it, you know, I'll ask the other people. I said, why don't you ask your other friends first? And then if nobody takes the tickets, then I'll see if they're still available late in the weekend. Right?
That is exactly how it went down.
Okay. Yeah. So then Saturday night, like the night before the game, I know you're ready for the game. You're probably going to go to sleep early. You know, maybe have dinner with the fam, whatever. Saturday night, I take a chance. Hey, DeMarco, did you still happen to have those tickets? And you, the angel that you are, like, yeah, I still got them. You want them? You need them? I'm like, I do. Can I get them? You then text me the tickets, and I had a little bit of a problem retrieving them, so I kind of came back to you, but then I got it all worked out. And then yesterday, you come on the air, and you're like, hey, how was the game? And Morales freaks out, like, wait a second. You drove up to the game on Sunday? Mm-hmm. You were at the game on Sunday? You've asked that this week you could stay in South L.A. so you don't have to drive up because of the holiday? And he made a whole big deal out of it.
Okay.
But what happened afterwards was I had to admit that, DeMarco, you gave me those tickets, but it wasn't me who sat in those seats.
Oh! Wow!
That's what we found out.
I did not
the
know
other
that.
Way would have been worse, in my opinion.
Oh, Cappy, what
that
happened?
That right.
Oh, no.
And I'm slimy about things like that. Even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. it came
wow.
out.
You gotta be outed you got to be upfront about that
and
stuff.
And I just outed myself because
that ain't right. 'Cause
I asked you, did you hear the aftermath? And you said, no, I could have been like this. Oh, good. Okay, just checking. Oh, good. No reason.
I could have lived my whole life and not
yeah,
not
but now he's
never going to give him tickets again.
He's on the list now.
No, I'll give him another shot.
But he's not going to go.
But here's what happened. So
wait, who got
mine,
the tickets, first of all?
That's a great question.
Well, okay. There's a story there.
Okay, there's a story there.
Oh, there's more, but wait,
so
there's
DeMarco,
more.
You're
Andy, I'm
happy.
Like you. I'm checking out, Andy.
You know how this works.
DeMarco, you're going to be happy to know
yeah.
that I have now created two lifelong Rams fans, compliments of your tickets.
Two lifelong Rams fans.
Right.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, right.
These are,
yeah, right.
These are people that are now Rams fans. They are going to be Rams fans forever. Because they were at this great game, they had amazing seats, they had an easy time parking, and you know what? They saw an incredible game, and they're now Rams fans for life. So you, DeMarco Farr, you have
as
created two
say,
brand new fans. Mm-hmm.
This, okay, love hearing that.
This feels fitting on a day where we learn that Cappy may have also backed out on the Circle of Trust event.
Oh,
at
man.
Sunset Room, that broadcast. Like,
oh, no. Andy,
that ain't
make
right.
No mistake.
No,
make no mistake.
Oh, we got 3 hours for that.
It's not that I may have. I completely 100% did.
All right, but hold on, Cap. There's so many stories.
I'm just saying,
who got
lot,
the tickets?
A lot coming out with Cappy today.
Yeah.
Who got the tickets, Cap?
Andy, at the end of the year, I'm just unloading.
He doesn't want to.
Who got the tickets?
He just doesn't want to say.
No, I'm happy to say.
Who?
So my friend David Lasher.
How does he benefit you?
Great question. You asked it yesterday. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, it's a business move.
But when he benefits me, he will
benefit
DeMarco as well.
Yeah, right.
No, it's true.
Okay.
He's going to get 25%?
No, DeMarco is a 50-50 partner.
I trust Cap. Yeah, I trust you, Cap. I got you.
Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad already.
No, but
you know what you sound like? You sound like
the
athletes that lose their money.
When I asked him on the air, right, and he paused, I said, how were the seats? And he paused. And I'm like, oh, wait, something
went
down.
Didn't like him.
Well, I'm like, what happened? Maybe he didn't go?
Hey, can I get your tickets for Thursday?
Well, are you going to go?
No. I got a guy. Does it matter? Does it matter?
I have to check. Okay.
Does it matter?
Cap, I got your back. You're all good.
Well, DeMarco,
yeah, no
thank
heat.
You.
Can I get parking? That's the hardest part to get right there is
true.
The parking.
Yeah.
DeMarco, tickets you can get.
This buddy of mine is an actor. And going way back.
What's his name?
His name is David Lasher. Now,
let's see
I'll give
really
you 30 seconds to look him up and then down on him because we know that you're automatically going to do that.
Yeah,
okay.
If I got to Google you, you ain't an actor.
Right. So, Greg, you said you knew him from some show called Hey Dude?
Yeah, from Hey Dude. He was like the main guy on Hey Dude. I didn't know that. That was a great show back in the day. Nickelodeon?
Way back in the day.
Do you
Nick
remember?
Show. Yeah, I do remember the show. Yeah.
Hey Dude.
Yeah.
Also known for Chasing Darkness and Virgin Pockets.
No. Probably best known for, is it Sabrina
the Teenage Witch.
Oh,
Josh.
Thank you,
Queen. Okay.
Thank you,
Josh.
Queen.
Yeah, I knew exactly what that was.
Yeah.
Thank you, Queen. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's also, exactly we got some breaking news that just came down.
Oh, yeah, Funch's birthday again?
Yeah, happy birthday, Funchy.
Happy birthday, Funchy.
So, this is for the Lakers. Lakers status report. Jared Vanderbilt and Gabe Vincent are probable tomorrow night. Gabe Vincent, who has only played, four games? is now probable to play tomorrow night. So that was, people keep talking about a guy that when he needs to come back, Andy, you know what I'm talking about. When he comes back, he's going to be a guy that has really helped this team out.
Well, gives the Lakers the first look at a full roster that they've had. This will be now 28 games into the season. No. It'll be the first time that they've actually had the entire roster.
And he won't even be in basketball shape yet. You still got to figure out
minute restriction.
Yeah, he's
no, but it's the beginning.
Ooh, I hear a
of
sigh. What, you're not happy. About
he's not the savior right now. Like, you got to get into basketball shape. And Vanderbilt's the one I'm concerned about because he grabbed that heel yesterday and he's been bothering.
Yeah,
by
I can't. It's interesting. I can't quite tell if Vanderbilt is on a pitch count with his minutes or if this is his role. Like he's playing
maybe a little,
15.
A little
minutes.
Bit of both, maybe right now.
Yeah, it's hard to know though.
Yeah, yeah.
But this team defensively, when Jared Vanderbilt is in. Is a totally different
yes.
team. This one guy who plays 20 to 25 minutes changes the entire
complexity.
Because
he plays
hard. Yep.
Unlike some of the other
constantly.
Players.
Oh, really? Who doesn't play hard?
Everybody last night.
Christian Wood.
Like LeBron doesn't play hard, right?
When he
Well, he doesn't make the mistakes. He couldn't get on LeBron
he plays
and
hard
Anthony Davis yesterday, man.
For the in-season tournament and when it matters. This is not normally when LeBron – you know this, Cappy. This is not normally when
no,
LeBron
I'm just,
is playing
I
want to
hear what
first.
Beto thinks, though. Beto thinks the guys aren't playing hard. I mean, I think that's interesting.
3 minutes ago yesterday, John Ireland in the broadcast said, and no defense tonight. Mm-hmm. it was Ole. Do whatever
Ole,
you want.
Huh?
Yeah, Ole, mamacita. Ole. Santa Claus, yeah.
that's a great
song right there.
He's great.
Is this entire crew, and this is something I know I want to talk to Beto about later, because a lot of times I need to run things by Beto because
no,
I'm a big pushover. I'm just a big pushover.
No,
and
Cappy.
So Beto is trying to teach me how to say no. DeMarco,
yeah.
Are you done with all of your holiday shopping?
No, I am not. No.
You don't shop.
I do.
There's only
for
a
who?
Few days
well,
left.
I don't shop. I buy.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going. I go buy it, and I'm done. You know what I mean? So, no, I have a few more things to get.
You going to Del Amo Mall real quick?
No, not Del Amo. Yeah. I got to go out to the outlet stores. But, yeah.
Which
what's
ones?
Up?
Oh, Roy
which outlet stores?
Nike. Yeah, I got a guy at Nike.
I got to go out there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My guy Jesse will take care of you. No problem.
Really?
Yeah. You want a coupon?
Perfect.
I got
why?
Right
what
now.
Do you ask, Cap?
Well, I mean, I'm asking because I'm in the same boat. I mean, and I'm just wondering from other dudes where you are in the process, what you're planning on doing, when you're going to do it. I mean, I need a little advice on this kind of stuff.
Oh, well,
and
I got
by the way,
I got the Thursday night game, and then after, I'm going to finish like that Friday and Saturday, and I'll be done. Yeah.
Well, what about the show on Friday?
I'll do the show on Friday.
Okay.
In the morning, I'll go shop if I can catch the malls before they close.
You
want
to go Friday
show.
to Nike?
Absolutely.
Here it is, 30%
off. And then
Saturday.
Saturday, I'm going to knock it all out. Yeah.
Here, let me send this little
deal. Oh, right Saturday, there. You're going to knock it out.
Yes.
I also said that I was going to go on Saturday, and my girlfriend said, are you out of your mind? You don't go the day before Christmas. I said,
why not?
No. It's 2 days before Christmas.
It's different now. The malls don't get as crowded because everybody goes online. Everybody just Amazons.
Everything is Amazon now. It's the right way to go, Kathy.
Even
just
packages
go
you didn't order.
I know. That's exactly what's happening. It's weird. I don't understand why it happens. All right, Cappy, why don't you and Beto take it away? Thank you very much.
Why,
for,
that's it? You're done with us? It's 4:12.
No, you put it in Ireland. All right, boys, have a good show.
That's exactly
what I'm not
what
done
I
with Andy
do.
Kamenetsky. I got more for Andy Kamenetsky.
He can stay if he likes. If you want to stay, Andy, you're more than welcome to. You too,
DeMarco.
I'm going home.
I'm done. So thanks, you guys. You guys take it away with your frivolity.
No, we're going to do hardcore sports talk. Cap
yes,
and I
are.
Spoke
we'll get him, Cap.
I called him at 9 o'clock this morning. We had a show meeting.
Yep.
He had a meeting with Funch. We are going hardcore sports talk.
And that means that Beto is in for Sedano, so it's hardcore NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And Beto, what
oh, and
on,
I
like,
fasted.
Right.
26-hour fast.
26 hours?
Just to pretend you were
26
Sedano.
Hours
yeah,
today.
I did 26 hours, and I'm a little loopy. That's why I'm having these crackers.
Well, then it's not fasting anymore.
No, I'm done now.
Okay.
Because if I would have gone three more hours, I would have been done.
Yeah. All right, you guys talk about it next.
Bye.
Thank you much. 710 ESPN.
Love